This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. Five things you need to know for Monday, May 13th, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert in Jerusalem. A program note, we will be traveling tomorrow as Sharon and I return from our Israel Solidarity mission. And so there will be no report tomorrow. We'll be in the middle of essentially a full day of traveling from Israel back home to the Ozarks. So please excuse the interruption, but we'll be back on Wednesday with a new report. Topic number five today, Israel, more operations in the southern part of the Gaza Strip overnight last night. That's Saturday night into Sunday. This would be Rafah, the southernmost city that borders on Egypt. This includes operations in front of the Rafah border crossing, the IDF active on the Palestinian side or the Gazan side of that crossing. But the IDF also working in several other areas in Gaza, including the neighborhood of Zaytun, which has been cleared twice of Hamas already, and in Jabalia, which was cleared once previously. Now, this is disturbing because, again, these areas were believed to have already been cleared of Hamas, and yet the IDF is having to go back in and engage with Hamas fighters again, just as the Al-Shifa hospital in Gaza City was cleared in November. And then in March, the IDF had to go back in and conduct a very extensive and dangerous operation to take out about 500 Hamas terrorists from the Al-Shifa hospital. This is dangerous. Hamas is reconstituting itself whenever the IDF pulls out of an area that's believed to be cleared. It is essentially turning into a deadly game of whack-a-mole. You whack Hamas over here, they pop up over here. Then you hit them over here, they pop up over here. And this is continuing. Now, even though Israel believes it has eliminated some 13,000 Hamas fighters, there are still four battalions remaining. And Israel has been presenting this operation in Rafah as sort of the last redoubt of Hamas. But it's pretty clear now that that's not true, because Hamas is popping up in areas in the middle and even northern part of the Gaza Strip that were believed already cleared. Seth Frantzman, who's a Middle East security analyst and a writer for the Jerusalem Post and Breaking Defense, points out that Israel is going about this operation in a way that's very different from, say, the way the Iraqi army went after the Islamic State back in 2016, when the Islamic State was in Mosul in northern Iraq. The Iraqi army basically encircled neighborhoods where the Islamic State was entrenched, and then very methodically closed the circle and eliminated the people who were in it. Now, the Islamic State, ISIS, didn't have the tunnel network that Hamas has been building for years to hide, and that is one of the problems that Israel's facing. But in the case of Rafah, some 300,000 Gazans are now believed to have evacuated to the vicinity of Khan Yunis, a refugee camp there, and it is believed now that Hamas is reestablishing itself in the city of Khan Yunis. I'm not suggesting that Israel should go the way the Iraqi army went, because they didn't really care about civilian casualties, which is something the IDF is trying to avoid. But this is going to make it very, very difficult for Israel to achieve its goal, and that is to eliminate Hamas. Topic number four, Hamas strikes back. While all of this is going on, rockets from Hamas were flying. They were launched at Israel's biggest southern city, Beersheba, over the weekend. That's the first time since December that Hamas has launched rockets at Beersheba in the middle of the Negev, not a border community with Gaza. Rocket sirens also went off in Ashkelon, which is just north of the Gaza Strip. Rockets launched at the Kerem Shalom border crossing. This is the border crossing that Israel has been operating into Gaza, reopened it, and tried to start delivering humanitarian aid and four Israeli soldiers killed just a few days ago in a rocket attack. This rocket attack on Sunday afternoon was the sixth rocket attack in the last week on that border crossing between Israel and Gaza. And that leads to topic number three, trying to stop the aid. It's not Israel that's trying to do it. It's Hamas. Hamas is preventing humanitarian aid from getting to its people, and this is by design. They want to create suffering for the people of Gaza. Why would they do that? Aren't they defending their people? No, actually, their goal is to destroy Israel, regardless of the cost that has to be paid. And in the minds of the Hamas leadership, the longer they can prolong the suffering of the people of Gaza, the more pressure the rest of the world applies to Israel. Hamas knows it's never going to defeat Israel on the battlefield. They need the world to do it, And the longer things drag out, the more images that are broadcast by the corporate news media around the rest of the world of poor, starving women and children in Gaza, however those are collected and perhaps edited, the more pressure is applied to the government of Israel. This is Hamas's strategy, a plan from the very first day of the war. And the end game here is not just to reestablish control in Gaza. The game is to bring Hamas to power in the West Bank, in Judea and Samaria. The longer Hamas can hold on to the Israeli hostages, and there are still 132 that have not yet returned to Israel, more than 7 months in Gaza, the better the odds that Hamas can, you know, let go one or two a month in exchange for certain deals and concessions and the release of other Palestinian Arabs being held on terrorist charges in Israel, the greater the odds that at some point the 88-year-old president of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, will eventually pass on. He's 88 years old. He doesn't have a whole lot of time left. And if Hamas can drag this out long enough, once Abbas passes, Hamas can show that it is the only authority that has dared to stand up to the government of Israel and come to power, which means Israel will have a murderous death cult in Gaza and in Judea and Samaria, which, if you look at a map, topographical map, that's the high ground in Israel. In fact, that's the area that Joshua cleared of the Anakim, according to Joshua chapter 11, beginning in verse 21. Not by coincidence, in my view. And by the way, can we just point out the videos that you've probably seen of Hamas leadership in Qatar, Doha, Qatar, celebrating last October 7th when news of the massacre of 1,200 Israelis became public knowledge? It didn't seem to show much surprise or elicit much surprise from the rest of the world. Now, Qatar is a Western ally, and you would think that when a Western ally hosts a group that has just slaughtered 1,200 civilians, it would be a big deal in places like London, Washington, D.C., Berlin, Paris, Rome, etc. You would think. Topic number two, a Palestinian state. On Friday, the United Nations adopted a resolution granting the Palestinian Authority the powers and rights of a UN member state. The vote wasn't even close. 143 in favor, 9 opposed, 25 abstained. Now, bear in mind that according to the United Nations Charter, the only way to grant a nation full membership is through a recommendation by the Security Council. And the Security Council had nothing to do with this resolution. In addition, the proposed state has to meet certain criteria, including being a peace-seeking entity. You know, paraphrase President Andrew Jackson after the Supreme Court issued a ruling that he really disagreed with. He said, well, they've made their decision. Now let's see them enforce it. Coming up, some final thoughts as we conclude our week-long solidarity mission to Israel from the Temple Mount, straight ahead on 5 and 10.
We want to make sure that you know how you can get your copies of both of these new works in the Nearing Midnight and Hereafter exclusive offer. This amazing offer includes Nearing Midnight as it was in the days of Lot by the legendary Terry James that explores in detail through the prism of God's Word the potential for nuclear war to break out at any moment. How the entire world is facing the imminency of a dictatorial digital monetary system. Why Mother Earth worship in the form of climate change insanity is being forced upon humanity. How the entities of Ephesians 6:12 will establish control through a new world order, and the blessed hope believers have in the return of the Messiah. Also included in this special offer is Jonathan Brentner's Hereafter, It's Far Better Than You Can Imagine. This beautifully written new masterpiece will forever change the way that you view the afterlife. You will experience the anticipation of the jubilant reunion and celebrations in heaven that believers will partake in after this current life. Broaden your understanding of heaven and the start of eternity. You'll also learn the answers to difficult questions like, how will we experience and perceive time once in heaven? What will our emotions be like? What will our heavenly bodies be like? Will we have supernatural powers? And so much more. But we're just getting started. Also included is Jonathan Brentner's best-selling book, Triumph of the Redeemed. In this fascinating work, Jonathan helps you grasp onto the eternal perspective during life's perilous circumstances, the new earth, and so much more. This incredible offer also includes The Coming Judgments on DVD, where Terry James and Pete Garcia delve into great detail on the seal, trumpets, and bowl judgments listed in the book of Revelation. Also included is Jonathan Brentner's presentation entitled Hope in the Rapture. You'll be shocked when you find out why the Thessalonians were grief-stricken regarding the rapture upon receiving the Apostle Paul's first letter, and how you can be free from this very same trap. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of nearly $90. Yours now for your donation of only $45, which includes free shipping to all U.S. orders. So don't delay. You can scan the QR code on your screen right now using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this exclusive offer. You can also visit us at SkyWatchTVStore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Nearing Midnight and Hereafter exclusive offer right now.
We're on the Temple Mount, and unlike our previous visits here, we practically have the 35 acres to ourselves. There are a few other groups, but very, very few. This is really remarkable to be here on this site for a number of reasons. The history that has taken place here, but also the future that will take place here. This is the Mount of Assembly, the Har Moed in Hebrew. That's a phrase that comes from Isaiah chapter 14, describing the rebellion of the divine entity called Hillel ben Shakar, translated into Roman as Lux Feros, Lucifer. We believe that this is actually a reference to the leader of that rebellion in Genesis chapter 6. But regardless, his goal was to establish his Mount of Assembly, a place for the meeting of the divine council. This is God's Mount of Assembly, Har Moed, the phrase in Hebrew that John the Revelator translated into Greek, mistranslated back into English as Armageddon, with the assumption that it refers to Megiddo, which is 50 miles away to the northwest. According to Zechariah, according to Amos, that final battle, the nations come to war against Israel and against Jerusalem. The final battle, Armageddon, is for the Har Moed, the Mount of Assembly, the Temple Mount on which we stand. Again, we will be back in the Ozarks tomorrow. Remember, you can catch SkyWatch TV and all of our programming, our main program this week, focusing on the new books by Jonathan Brentner and Terry James, dealing with the end times, Hereafter and Nearing Midnight. You can watch it right now at skywatchtv.com. You can also catch it at our Roku and Apple TV channels. Our broadcast schedule, if you watch it over the air, is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. You could also see it at our Rumble channel, rumble.com/skywatchtv, or better yet, get our mobile app, because it brings the programming right into your smartphone or tablet, bypasses the gatekeepers of social media and big tech, and we will not be canceled from our own app. iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle Fire, we've got an app for your smartphone or tablet, and links to the app stores at our website, skywatchtv.com/app. Again, Sharon and I will be traveling tomorrow as we return home from Israel. So until Wednesday, thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.